W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As protesters marched in Memphis calling for change in the wake of the death of Tyree Nichols, ABC's M. Wynn says the city's police department has announced a change.
Memphis PD announcing the Scorpion unit, which all five former officers were on, permanently scrapped. It was created in 2021 to lower crime in targeted areas. The police chief coming to the decision after calls from the Nichols family and community leaders, and after meeting with uninvolved Memphis officers.
Iran's blaming Israel for an overnight attack that targeted a defense facility in Iran. No casualties were reported, but there was damage. Last year, tennis legend Novak Djokovic was deported from Australia because he had not been vaccinated against COVID. Today, he won his record 10th Australian Open title, tying Rafael Nadal with 22 major titles. And former President Trump Saturday held his first campaign events on his road for the White House in 2024. He told an audience in New Hampshire he's more angry and more committed now than he ever was. This is ABC News. The teams in Super Bowl 57 will be set today. The NFL's conference championship games kick off at 3 Eastern. The Eagles host the 49ers for the NFC title. Then it's the Kansas City Chiefs and Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC title game. Bengals beat the Buffalo Bills last week. Saturday, Bills safety DeMar Hamlin spoke publicly for the first time since his heart stopped and he collapsed on the field in a regular season game.
Hamlin on his Instagram page, thankful for the outpouring of support and promising to pay it back.
To all the kids who sent me letters and heartwarming gifts, you mean the world to me. You made my day every day. You inspire me to keep dreaming big and to just continue to keep helping making this world a better place.
Hamlin thanking many others. In the video, he wears a white T-shirt with the name of his charitable foundation, Chasing Millions, on the front.
That's ABC's Chuck Severton. 3 people were killed, 4 others were hurt in a shooting early Saturday outside of a short-term rental property in an exclusive part of Los Angeles. Happened in Beverly Crest. There's no word on a suspect. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection. A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces.
She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Take It on the Road to Green Bay edition. Here I am with my college roommate, and I'd put you in the top three of my bestest friends.
Right back at you, Crudy.
Dominic Salvia, Crudy, on the road at the beautiful WGBW Studios. Just gave you the nickel tour. What do you think, man?
That's a nice spot, man. Look forward to breaking it in. It looks a little crisp right now. It needs to...
A little too clean.
Yeah. It needs to be Brady Streetized.
Partied in. I have no doubt.
But it's a great canvas.
You are the man for the job to make it smell like a party happened up in here. Thank goodness.
Love that smell of freedom, baby.
Should have heard it and smelled it up in the studio last night about 8, 9 o'clock. Anyways, let's get to them, Dom. The phones are there for your grievances at 844-967-2789. I suspect we will talk more about the biggest, most unusual race in the 2023 in the entire country, according to the New York Times, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Yeah.
And it centers on abortion and democracy. And I don't mean the party.
And I don't think that...
I mean the concept.
Of the four candidates, two, you know, call them libs, two call them conservatives. You know, those conservatives that are running, you know, the ones that were trained at Regent, formerly the Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law, I'm not clear that they are with the majority of Wisconsinites on the issue of abortion, nor do I believe they have the same concept of democracy as the majority of the people of Wisconsin. So if there's turnout, if people actually are aware and come up, I don't think it bodes well for those conservatives.
Certainly, I think the Dobbs decision, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and specifically here in the state of Wisconsin where we live, that means abortion is illegal. We revert back to the 1849. I mean, the state of Wisconsin only became a state in 1848. This is, you know, pre-Civil War abortion policy governing the state of Wisconsin.
And what did the senator from the great state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, what did he say when this was
coming
out?
Well, he said it could get messy.
And if you don't like it, you can move.
You know, or drive to Illinois or whatever. Well, of course, people of resources, your family has three private jets, Rojo.
Yeah, they could go anywhere for their abortion.
If your daughter wants to go,
she'll find
a blue state.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
844-967-2789. The celebrity judge. And when I say celebrity judge, she's celebrity in virtue of the fact that she presided over the tragic Waukesha parade carnage trial. Happened very recently. A lot of years piled up on the defendant. And this national celebrity cast upon Jennifer Doerle from Waukesha, not very well educated in the whole legal scheme of things. You know, when Regent Law School is your alma mater.
It's the alma mater for both her and...
not Gableman.
I almost said Gableman. Dan Kelly. They both went to this school, man. I mean, are you kidding me? Or Oral Roberts? Is that who this was? Oral Roberts?
No. Pat Roberts.
I mean, whatever.
When he enrolled.
Pick your huckster priest, preacher, who's pocketing millions of dollars off of the hustle, and they open the school. It doesn't matter what. I mean, that's who they are. They started out every day, 15 minutes a day when they were in school at the Christian Broadcasting Network Law School. They started 15 minutes a day with prayer. Now, I know, and I am not a faithful person, as you know. I'm the atheist on the panel, but I don't disparage too much unless it's deserving. But I know lots of faithful people. No one starts anything in their day that I know of, even the religious ones I know, with 15 minutes of prayer before the class. Now, the liberal candidates, Everett Mitchell, I believe, went to what, Madison?
Yes.
They both, and then Proto Sandwich was what, Marquette, perhaps?
Marquette University, yeah. Law School, my understanding. The more traditional route, yeah. At least if you're from Wisconsin, to the Supreme Court here. Pat Robertson is the dean of Regent University. Pat Robertson, you know him from the 700 Club TV. And so anyways, this Regent University grad, Doro, at least when Doro enrolled, it was called Regent University.
It doesn't make it change the name, man. If Trump University changed its name, it's still Trump University, man.
Don Jr. U.
Yeah, right. That's the two-year college.
You know, you are distracting me something mightily, because I'm trying to get to the point.
All right, get to your point.
That Supreme Court candidate, Regent University grad, I think she graduated, Jennifer Doerle, the celebrity judge. She had a really bad headline earlier this week, Daniel Bice, and he's kind of the political hitman here in the state of Wisconsin. And the allegations were against her son. And
her adult son.
Her adult son, 19, accused him of being a drug dealer who sold a Percocet, or at least the kid thought it was a Percocet, and it turned out it was fentanyl-laced, and the kid went back to college, a UW-Milwaukee student, and died. And 15 months later, the investigation ongoing, no criminal charges leveled, the victim, Caleb Reddington's family, says effectively the son of this judge, Doro, Michael Doro, the son, has clammed up. He's lawyered up, and he doesn't even make clear representation of whether or not he says he did this. So that was kind of a bad headline. Then we see a different headline. We see that, you know, she's sort of an entrepreneurial
Yes, you can appreciate the spirit, man. It takes a lot to go do that.
She is supported by the conservatives, by the Republicans. And I hate to lift up both of their candidates in the very same week, Dom, but this Jennifer Doerle character has a brilliant idea.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have 42 of the 50 drunkest counties in America. So we like to party. We do.
It is nationally known to rock the microphone. That's how we do it in Wisconsin.
And that's just our reputation. But as a state, this is a state known for its good times on a Friday night. Later, we're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're on the main drag right down in the downtown area. Fox River in the back, party in the front. I'm telling you, man, it is Friday night in Wisconsin. That's what people do. They party. And if you're Jennifer Doerle and you're a little entrepreneur, you think, well, what if they combine two things? What if they combine shooting with their drunking? What a swell idea that would be.
And not shooting, you know, shots, shooting guns. Guns and drinking and weddings, if you're so inclined. Yes, this is her. This
also
is
a wedding venue.
Yes,
proposed
this is a new idea. Yes, yes.
Shooting, weddings, and drinking.
I mean, it could be called Wisconsin. I call it Wiscos. I mean, it's pretty dialed in. I just don't know that all those things together at the same time, it's like Wapatuli. You know, it's like going to the soda machine and then loading up with every single soda. It seems like a good idea, but it's terrible.
A 357 and Everclear on the side.
Right.
844-967-2789, since it's Friday. And, you know, we air the grievances, have a little fun. And this race, so very important to the outcome of just a fair democracy here in the state of Wisconsin.
Right. We're not asking for much, man, really.
We just want maps, redistricted maps that actually would allow the will of the people to be done. Instead of allowing the Republican supermajority that they baked into the cake over a decade ago, and which will be baked into the cake for another decade, despite the fact they cannot win a plurality in a statewide election, excepting Rojo, the incumbent, three times over.
The political gerrymander here in the state of Wisconsin is nothing like that's been ever been done before in history, ever.
No. They did it
ever.
Best.
Yes, they did it to best. We are advantage. Known for that. And so getting a non-conservative on the court, flipping the court in Wisconsin, and a redistricting case comes back in front of that now not conservative Supreme Court. Well, that bodes well for at least an even playing field, man. You know, I'm not even saying I want, you know, Medicare for all. You know, we're not even getting crazy like that. I'm just asking for, hey, how about the, you know, the will of the people? If you win, you win. That's great. But when you bake it in the cake, when you crack and stack, you know the terms. You can look at the cases. When you do that, when you mess with the machinations, when you mess with the actual voting systems to do that, well, that's not very loving of democracy, in my humble opinion. But they do it because, you know what? A lot of people don't get it. As soon as you talk about these things, it just glazes over their eyes, man.
I'm sorry, I was a little glazed over there. You know, here's what I would say, Dom. In lieu of all the headlines of the week, one of our fair audience members, one of our favorite, brought me rum at the studio, and he knows I like to party. Jeff from Mount Horeb originally. I bet he's still out there. You know who you are, Jeff. Well, Jeff sent a clever name, I think, in light of all the stories about the Doro family this week, and the fact that this couple, this entrepreneurial Supreme Court candidate, wannabe, you know, mixing the drinking with the shooting, and, you know, bring in the earlier story involving the son, Jeff suggests we call it Perks.
Oh, no. Terrible. No.
Perks with a K, though.
Oh, okay, so it's better.
It's all good. I thought, Jeff, it was quite clever.
844-967-2789. We're having some fun. You got a name. We'll throw it out there. Our pal, Jerry, he suggests one. Now, Darwin was a fan favorite.
Darwin's?
Yeah, Darwin's. But Jerry suggests perhaps the Last Shot Saloon. Again, it goes along with everything.
The Last Shot Saloon. Ooh,
right. Like it's that. A wedding venue. It's a gun range. It's a bar. It's everything rolled into one, everything you could possibly imagine.
Wait. What about something like the Flat Earther Society pub and shooting range and wedding venue? Damn, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Make a long URL.
And taxidermy.
.us? Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates live on the road in Green Bay. You can be a part. Have a little fun. Tell us what you would call it or air your grievance. 844-967-2789.
Nice day to start again.
Hey, that's a joke, son. Don't you get it?
It's a funny name.
Hi, Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin. You're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A few flurries possible at times today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 17, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, lows level off around 2 above. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 5 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 11.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. You can be part of the political party at 844-967-2789.
Let's go to the phones,
let's
man.
Do
I can't
it.
Do
let's,
all the heavy lifting.
Let's do it. Rico, Rock County. Welcome. Happy Friday, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. Hey. I got the name and the music. I got to give a shout out to Pat Travers for this one, though. It's called Houghton Whiskey and Drinking ARs.
Hey, say that again. I didn't quite get it all.
Okay. It's a Pat Travers song, and it'd be Houghton Whiskey and Drinking ARs.
And Drinking ARs?
15s. Like, yeah. Because have you ever heard Pat Travers snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine?
No, kind of not my style, man. But go ahead, tell me about it.
Well, that's Pat Travers' song. My first attempt at that would have been worse because it was going to be shooting whiskey and drinking Percocets. But I thought, well, I better not be that nasty.
Well, thank goodness you deferred on that one, Rico.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
You know, my eldest son going to his first official concert tonight, Anthrax.
Really? Nice. I just saw him at Summerfest last summer. I love Anthrax.
When I'm playing like AC/DC in the car, he turns it down. How's he going to handle Anthrax?
Oh, Anthrax, man. He's just mosh pit it, man. Jump around. That's going to be all
I
good.
I think he borrowed some headphones. But Anthrax playing at the Sylvie in Madison tonight. Good ticket still available. $61 general admission. Doors, they're open now.
Great band. Go see them. Anthrax. 844-967-2789. Maybe if we're really lucky, we can get Evan to play us a little Anthrax on the way out. CJ, the bad CJ. Welcome, CJ. Happy Friday. What do you got for us today?
Your mama even knows you're the bad CJ, CJ.
The first T-shirt winner. The inaugural, what did you have a contest? I won
2022 D-Bag of the Year.
Yeah, man, you won 2022 D-Bag of the Year. Congratulations again, man. It's a vaunted award.
You are our stuttering John.
I am wearing it proudly. The name I would come up with kind of goes along with one and done, but one and gun. But my grievance today is, you know, January 6th, all of a sudden you Democrats care about violence. Martha's Vineyard, almost now you care about illegal immigration. But now that Democrats have a child that's a drug addict in high places, maybe you'll care now about Hunter.
Hunter's in his 40s, dude. And he hasn't been accused of killing anyone. This is more analogous to like Cassie Nygren, dude.
Cassie Nygren also had a Lenny bias. True, Crudy.
What?
They finally admitted the story is true. You know,
which one?
You talked down the whole thing.
What story? But you got to, CJ, please be articulate. What story is true?
They're actually going to investigate it now.
Who? So what? Investigate
maybe,
what?
Maybe Pencil Neck. $25 million.
CJ, do you have anything specific? Can you give us any details?
We don't speak Fox News code.
You're right,
dude.
Man. Specifically, who's going to investigate what?
The Republicans are going to, and it's not about Hunter. It's about that the big guy's been bought and paid for by, he's corrupt and he's taken money from communist China. His business dealings, remember, he's never talked to Hunter about them, but it's going to be investigated and the truth cometh. That's
okay,
something,
man.
I know you're an atheist, Dom, but the truth is cometh. With the
I'm all about the truth, CJ. I look forward to the truth cometh. Let me ask you this, CJ. I know you're very concerned about the current CJ. If I may, let me ask you. You're very concerned about the current president's son and his lack of judgment. Let's call it. And whatever money he may have made on this board of Burisma and all those kinds of things, it pales, CJ, in comparison to the president's son-in-law who took $2 billion from the Saudi fund. Now, this is not Jared's wheelhouse. Oh, yeah. Tell me the difference. Why is that any better or worse than the Hunter Biden case?
I wanted accountability on both families. You don't. I wanted investigated about Jared.
We don't give a damn about Hunter Biden. We don't care if Hunter Biden is guilty of crimes, dude. Hunter Biden can sit his ass in jail. I don't care.
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about. We've said this, and I'll say it again. Listen, to be very specific, CJ, and I know it's hard for you sometimes to understand it, is that if there is any sort of wrongdoing on a Democratic side, on a Biden side, if Joe Biden is getting cash payments like the FBI do McGonagall, you know, and I'm fine. Yes, investigate, prosecute, abso-frickin-lutely. I don't know what you're saying that we want this or don't want that. But if there's got to be evidence of a crime, man. You know, making money off your family's name isn't a crime. If that would be the case, the Trump kids would have been in jail a long time ago. So when there's evidence, sure, I get it. I have no problem with that. I mean, I've been very consistent. I cannot be more consistent. Unlike you, CJ. Unlike you, my friend. You're the one that gives these guys a pass. You want them investigated, but then you go and vote for him and you support a guy like Donald Trump? You sit here and say it took January 6th for us to be concerned about crime? Of course that's not the case, man. And let me ask you, CJ, since you're so concerned about the crime, why did it take Donald Trump 3 hours to, what was he doing for 3 hours while the MAGAs were beating the cops' ass in D.C.? Do you have a problem with that? And what do you think Trump was doing?
Remember when he told them to go peacefully? Play that part of the tape, Don.
Okay, but you haven't answered my question. What do you think? Why did it take? Where was the cavalry, CJ? Where was the cavalry, CJ? Where was the cavalry?
Where's that part where you said go?
Where was the cavalry, CJ? He was the commander in chief. Where were they? They let him run rampant. These cops took a beating for 3 hours. I mean, if you were a law and order guy, wouldn't you want your president to stand up? Would you want anybody to stand up and say, no, this is not allowed. This is not okay. But he wanted that, CJ. Do you think Donald Trump wanted them there doing that action? Is that what you think?
See, I moved on.
Yeah. We're moving on.
Yes, we are moving on.
It is. Oh, man, why did you give him all that time? You're wrecking my mood on a Friday afternoon. I was feeling all good, and then you let him in. And the first, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, he's palatable. But then he goes full CJ. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, the happier happy hour. It's rolling on. Your phone calls, 844-96.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As protesters marched in Memphis calling for change in the wake of the death of Tyree Nichols, ABC's M. Wynn says the city's police department has announced a change.
Memphis PD announcing the Scorpion unit, which all five former officers were on, permanently scrapped. It was created in 2021 to lower crime in targeted areas. The police chief coming to the decision after calls from the Nichols family and community leaders, and after meeting with uninvolved Memphis officers.
Iran's blaming Israel for an overnight attack that targeted a defense facility in Iran. No casualties were reported, but there was damage. Last year, tennis legend Novak Djokovic was deported from Australia because he had not been vaccinated against COVID. Today, he won his record 10th Australian Open title, tying Rafael Nadal with 22 major titles. And former President Trump Saturday held his first campaign events on his road for the White House in 2024. He told an audience in New Hampshire he's more angry and more committed now than he ever was. This is ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Whoa! Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Snarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence.
No.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Me and my college roommate Dominic partying in Titletown tonight. We are in the brand new WGBW studios, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Tell a friend. You can hear us all across the Fox Valleys now. Between this and WISS out of Oshkosh, dude, we're going to kill it up
there. Oh, yeah, man. They have no idea what's coming.
Well, we're here. It's not coming anymore. It's here. We're here, and you could be a part. You know, we have fun on Fridays. We air the grievances. We lighten it up. You know, because up until now, we've, you know, held the utmost decorum for the entirety of this week, Tom. But now we're going to let our hair down.
Let our hair down.
844. 967-2789. Just please, please, don't be a CJ. Don't be a CJ. Are we going to the phones or more headlines?
We got Bill from Muscadet on the line.
Oh, Bill. Welcome back, Bill. Happy New Year, man. It's been a while.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, happy New Year, you guys. I appreciate the camaraderie and the dialogue. And I just got, it's unfortunate, terribly unfortunate what happened in Memphis, Tennessee.
These five very officers, it's going to be tough.
It's terrible. I mean, it's just terrible. This guy was handcuffed and he was beat to death by five officers, and they were all black officers.
Yeah.
And the guy that was young man that was arrested was beat to death, and he was black as well.
That's correct.
But the mainstream media will never, ever mention a hate crime. Now, my gripe is if those officers were white, it'd be all they talk about for 6 months.
Okay, Bill, but Bill, you've asked on this topic before. You've asked us to try and differentiate or define why some crime is not a hate crime and why some crime is. And I would say...
But to me, it pegs the white man, the only one that's capable of hate. Now, that irks me.
Is it the word hate that's bothering you, sir? Because really what it says is if a specific race, or let's say it's a transgender person, if you target someone because they're Jewish, because they're black, because they're transgender, if you hate them because they are who they are, that's different than someone being violent, exceeding the limits of, there's no way to defend the action of these cops. But it wasn't a black or white issue. I think we can all agree.
How do you know? Was it a love crime?
Well, I mean, if that's the case, I guess, Bill, then what you would be suggesting is that any sort of murder would automatically be a hate crime. And that's not the case.
Because
you don't murder people that you love, right? So you could call it. But that's not the definition as Crudy defined it. If you go after someone they are of their race of their religion, that is specifically, that's why there's an enhancer. So you don't think there should be any enhancer. If you're targeted, Bill, because of your race or your religion, specifically for those reasons, you don't think that should be any worse than just being targeted randomly.
No, here you go. You're spinning.
Well, I'm asking. Articulate it for me, please, Bill.
Well, I'm trying to say that if the officers were Hispanic, or if they're of an Indian culture, or if they're anything but white, there's never, ever in the mainstream media a mention of hate. Why is it always targeted towards the white individual?
Well, I guess it depends on the crime, Bill. I mean, it's the kid in South Carolina, I think Dylan Roof, his name, where he went into a black church, a white kid, and he shot nine black parishioners dead and did so specifically, I guess, because they were black. That would be, by definition, a hate crime. Arguing the semantics of a violent capital offense, Bill, I don't care if the guy gets 3 life sentences or with the hate crime enhancer, he gets 4. But what I would say when the differentiation becomes important is not when there's been a violent act and it's black on black or it's white on black or whatever. I can understand it's murder. Murder is murder. Who cares what the motive of murder is? But there are so many times where people, for racially motivated reasons, they threaten someone. They intimidate someone. Cast aspersions, they use insightful words against someone. If they're doing so in a racially volatile way, if you use the N-word against a black guy on the street and he punches you in the mouth, you have incited that. And in fact, if you go looking for a black guy and you beat the crap out of him, Bill, it could be fairly interpreted that you went looking for him because of the color of his skin. And if that's an express motive, if you're yelling, you black, N-word, 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 and punching them, beating them, well, then you've expressed a specific hate because of that defined character. But at the end of the day, man, it's wrong. And I'm not going to defend any aspect of what happened. The only good news, here's what I would say out of this Memphis thing. These 5 cops have already been fired, and these 5 cops have been charged.
Second-degree murder.
So when you as a police officer far exceed. When you murder someone, something that we as people out there on the street, if I murder you tonight, I would go to jail, hopefully for the rest of my life. Although I'd sneak out, but you know how it goes. But I'm saying that there is a difference if the motivation behind the crime is I hate your race. I hate Muscadets, so I'm coming out to kill Muscadians. That's different than I killed someone because they're a criminal. Now, I don't know why these cops chose to treat this guy. We're going to see right about now. I don't know if it's dropped yet, but the...
I think 6 o'clock Central is supposed to drop.
Police body cam video. And I really didn't want to talk about this because there's no argument here. There's no defending this conduct from the police. I would hope everyone would agree these cops had far exceeded the boundaries of their job. They killed a guy. They turned him into a human pinata. They beat him to death. There's no defending that. What I was a little frustrated, I was listening to an inferior, supposedly nationally syndicated righty-whitey talk radio product earlier this evening. And midday, more accurately. And one of the hosts, you know, you see him on the Fox News Sunday or whatever, Clay. Well, my wife is at the Vanderbilt Law School studying right now, and I told her to go home because it's going to get violent. Or it could, and I don't want her or the kids on the street tonight. And I hope there is not violence, not in Memphis, not in New York, not in Milwaukee, Chicago, Banneson, anywhere else. But I would say the fact that there has been a charging decision, a dismissal of these cops in Memphis, I would hope, and the fact that, of course, the victim's mom...
The parents or the family, yeah.
...have asked for peace.
Yeah.
And that seems genuine. That's not like when Donald Trump says, go march on the Capitol, be courageous, rattle cages, fight like hell, and go peacefully. It's a different sort of ask, if you know what I'm saying. 844-967-2789.
Let me just pipe in here just for a second, too.
If you must.
I must. You know, it's the when you're a police officer, you have that protection of the state to, you know, discharge a weapon or to engage in violence. You have a greater responsibility, obviously. While it's great to see a reaction this fast, I'd like to see this be the standard going forward with other crimes. And, you know, sometimes these things take a long time to flush out. But you know, the policing thing, we need to address the policing thing. This is not, obviously everybody in this situation was black. If everybody in the situation was white, we wouldn't hear Bill from Muscadet saying, well, how come there's not a hate crime? You know, that doesn't become,
you don't know what Bill's thinking.
I'm just saying that's probably not going to be the go-to, the argument, the discussion. My major concern, I think what the focus should be on is the police tactics and what kind of institutional issues we have going on in policing in general. What was it about, you know, these officers that thought that they could have the right to engage like this? I mean, that's a mentality that goes beyond the race. It seems to me more of an institutional, systemic type of issue between police agencies and civilians. You know what I mean? I you know, because if you're getting beaten by a cop, you know, and you try to defend yourself, well, how do you do that, right? Are they have the right?
You're resisting.
Yeah, bang bang. Now you know what I'm saying. So there's got to be some changes, let's just call it that way, and I'm not looking for it, and hopefully it will be peaceful, but I do get the concern. You know, people, if you're going to see something that's going to be pretty terrible, and the reaction is going to be what the reaction is, I would just, like everybody else, hope that it's peaceful protests, and probably going to be protests. There's got to be protests. If something like this, that cannot possibly stand again and again and again. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I turned to CNN, the city of Memphis, to release the Tyre Nichols arrest video. That's what we've been talking about, the body cam video, the police officers. President Joe Biden has waded in. Biden says Trey Nichols' mother made a very strong plea for peace in wake of the video's release. Joe Biden spoke to reporters as he left the White House tonight, relaying more about his discussion with Tyre Nichols' parents. She's obviously in enormous pain, Biden told reporters on the South Lawn. I told her I have some idea of what that loss was like, the president added. Obviously, he lost his elder son, Bo. Biden said he told Roe v. Wells he would continue to urge Congress to pass legislation on policing in the wake of her son's deadly beating by officers in Memphis. I expressed my condolences and told her I was going to be making the case to the Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. We should get this under control. I can only do so much with an executive order at the federal level, Biden said. That's about all I got here, Dom. The family attorney, Ben Crump, says officers' actions were so unnecessary and so uncalled for. A little bit more. You were hoping and praying as you watched this video that just one officer would say, hey, everybody, this kid isn't a criminal. He's calm. Let us be calm. Let us just de-escalate. Let's just everybody calm down. But that never happened the entire video. He said the cops brutalized Nichols and that in the video, nobody is trying to render aid to help this young man who's clearly in distress. On Thursday, a grand jury returned indictments against each of the five ex-cops. Crump said Friday that the charges were brought within 20 days because the video clearly showed that these five black police officers committed a crime. This is a blueprint going forward for America, whether the officers are black or white, that they can't tell us it's going to take 6 months to a year to investigate before they can take action, he said.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with that statement, certainly, if the sentiment thereof doesn't bring the young man back. He's still dead. 844-967-2789.
D, we'll get you in this segment. Welcome, D. What do you got for us?
All right. So I jumped into the car right at the end of the whole CJ deal. So I missed it. Did you guys bring up the Durham report for CJ?
No, we haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, because I remember back around the election, you know, CJ sitting in his room in his mom's basement with, you know, a box of Kleenex and some hand lotion, really pleasuring himself to the Durham report. And now it comes out that Durham was criminally investigating Trump.
Based on tips from the Italian government for financial crimes? Yeah, that's some new news, isn't it?
Hey. Yeah, how come CJ's not calling us up apologizing for
all that? The problem, D, is I don't think CJ actually knows how to read.
I'm sure he does. He left that missive on the glass that one time. I mean, it was a little random, but, you know, at least it was English. More than I can say for you. I've read a couple of your term papers in college.
Yeah, I have terrible handwriting. We are the Devil's Advocates coming back. Last segment of the day. Join us. 844-967-2789.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once. Once
oh,
in
yes.
Dean,
he has very
Wisconsin,
slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate. He literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, what?
Bobby! He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away! I can smell the desperation, Mommy!
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AshiroRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 17 today under overcast skies with a few flurries possible at times. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 2 above tonight. Overcast skies. Highs level off around 5 above tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 11.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. Happy Friday to us all. Join us for your grievances, 844-967-2789.
Real quick, Dominic, Civic Media made an offer to small business owners here in the state of Wisconsin. And first and foremost, we'd like to thank the hundreds of small business owners that signed up for free advertising from Civic Media, $1 million worth. And we have selected the winners, and we are now notifying the winners via email that their advertising is waiting to be utilized. And what kind of return on investment do you get when the advertising's free? It's going to be great. So anyways, the winners, if you applied, check your email box. It should be hitting your email box anytime now. We are notifying the winners. Thank you all for participating, especially the team here at Civic Media. And thank you for all the listeners. Don't forget, your role is to support the sponsors. When you hear the ads, please tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
844-967-2789. Crudy, our last caller brought up the Durham report. You want to go there for just a minute? I mean, how do we not touch on the investigator of the investigators?
Well, we talked about the fact it was a big old nothing burger, right? They
yes.
promised us this deep state delivered, you know, justification, and it never came to fruition.
Shocking.
And now the New York Times has done a deep dive. Don't have time for much of this, but a little bit, a couple of the finer points.
A couple of the bullet points, Crudy.
How Bill Barr's quest to find flaws in the Russia inquiry unraveled. The review by John Durham at one point veered into a criminal investigation related to Donald Trump himself.
What?
Even as it failed to find wrongdoing at the origins of the Russia inquiry.
CJ, you still listening, man?
He's listening. He's listening. Him and the clinics and the Vaseline. It became a regular litany of grievances from President Donald J. Trump and his supporters. The investigation into his 2016 campaign and their ties to Russia was a witch hunt. They maintained that it had been opened without any solid basis, went on too long, and found no proof of collusion. Now, of course, collusion, well, anyways. Acted on by Mr. Trump, Attorney General William Barr set out in 2019 to dig into their shared theory that the Russia investigation likely stemmed from a conspiracy by intelligence or law enforcement agencies. To lead the inquiry, Barr turned to a hard-nosed prosecutor named John Durham. It later granted him special counsel status to carry on after Mr. Trump left office. But after almost 4 years, far longer than the Russia investigation itself, Mr. Durham's work has come to an end without uncovering anything like the deep state plot alleged by Mr. Trump and suspected by Mr. Barr. Moreover, a months-long review by the New York Times found that the main thrust of the Durham inquiry was marked by some of the very same flaws, including a strange justification for opening it and its role in fueling partisan conspiracy theories that would never be charged in court. The Trump allies claim characterized the Russian investigation. Made a lot of bold claims.
Yes, they did. Well, it's like them filing their all these bogus court claims. If they file it in court, oh, we got a federal court case against the deep state, against the stop the steal, against the fraud, against the da-da-da. Well, they can say it. But, of course, it takes time for all those things to either work their way through or get dismissed outright.
Well, apparently, the New York Times, through their interviews, Tom, found Barr and Durham never disclosed that their inquiry expanded in the fall of 2019 based on a tip from the Italian officials to include a criminal investigation into suspicious financial dealings related to Trump. the specifics of the tip and how they handled the investigation, pardon me, remain unclear. But Durham brought no charges. Wonder why not?
Why? That's so strange. And was that in his scope of his responsibilities, number one? Why wasn't that turned over to another special prosecutor? But I digress. More from the Times. Durham used Russian intelligence memos suspected by other U.S. officials of containing disinformation to gain access to emails of an aide to George Soros, the financier and philanthropist who is a favorite target of the American right and Russian state media. Durham used grand jury powers to keep pursuing the emails even after a judge twice rejected his request for access to them. The emails yielded no evidence that Durham has cited in any case he pursued.
Just digging, just doing a little fishing, Dom. Here's another one. There was deeper internal fractures on the Durham team than previously known. The publicly unexplained resignation in 2020 of his number two and longtime aide, Nora Dennehy, I'm not sure that that's right, but close, Dennehy, was the culmination of a series of disputes between them over prosecutorial ethics, like Durham didn't demonstrate any. A year later, two more prosecutors strongly objected to plans to indict a lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign based on evidence they warned was too flimsy. And one left the team in protest of Mr. Durham's decision to proceed anyway. Oh, by the way, Dom, a jury swiftly acquitted the lawyer.
A joke, man. This is a joke. The Durham investigation was a farce. It was a joke. It was along the same lines of Donald Trump's and many of his attorneys' bogus court cases. I mean, throw it at the wall, give them something to talk about, wait for it to flush out. Oh, yeah, by the way, we found some, you're asking the Italians, or the Italians come to you with some dirt on Trump, and that just also just randomly disappears, isn't followed up on. Of course, many, many problems here. What's going on with the FBI, with law enforcement, man? I know the Republicans, they all think it's a deep state. They're all working for the Dems. I got to wonder, who are they working? Are they working for the Russians? I mean, McGonagall's out there. Wasn't he involved in the Clinton stuff back in the day?
I think he was involved in covering up the Trump collusion, as you might call it, if that were a legal term.
The collusion, the cooperation, the conspiracy that the Trump campaign engaged in? Yes.
Dominic, a year into Durham's inquiry, Mr. Barr declared that the attempt to get to the bottom of what happened in 16 cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise. We're not going to lower the standards just to achieve a result. But Robert Luskin, a criminal defense lawyer and former Justice Department prosecutor who represented two witnesses Durham interviewed, said that he had a hard time squaring Durham's prior reputation as an independent-minded straight shooter. And by the way, I'm nominating that for the name of the
straight shooters.
Straight shooters with the end-of-career conduct as Barr's special counsel. He changed. This stuff has had my head spinning, Luskin said. When did these guys drink the Kool-Aid? And who served it to
him? Oh, that's a great question. Lots of problems. Now, Curry, do have an update from the $1 million advertising giveaway. Here are the results as I see them. 164 businesses got $5,000 grants.
Nice.
13 businesses received $10,000 grants, and two businesses got $20,000 grants. Everyone else who applied and wasn't selected are getting an offer of 50% off their first radio advertising campaign.
Well, that's a hell of a deal as well. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates live from Green Bay. We'll do it again real soon, perhaps when it gets warmer out.
Now let's break the city in now, man.
Yeah, let's party. Time, Devil's Advocate style. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. See you here on the radio Monday.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.